Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus. Lili nishmas maris gittum o'brien the lab as rabbeinu Yochanan. Yishai dov alevi ben neri shereb refu shleima. And sarach hanshav as ahaben ucham shereb refu shleima. And chagai ben chana shereb refu shleima. Sarach shachal leyisrael. Rachamim ben aliza chana refu shleima. Sarach shachal leyisrael. We're discussing the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael based on a shir given by Gon Rabbi Ariav Ozer in Har Nof, Shabbos Chazon, Parashat Svarim, Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It says in Dvarim, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Ches, Reina Satu Fnechem, Saratz Borushu, Saratz Shenishba Hashem Lavasechem, Lavrom Mitzuk Liakov, Los Islam, Los Amachrim. Look, I've given you the land, come and capture the land that Hashem promised Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to give to them and their seed afterwards. The Ramban says this is a mitzvah. It's not just a promise, there's a mitzvah to capture the land. In Maaseh, the Ramban says, same thing, it's a mitzvah's essay, V'arashim is kol sharaz b'pneichem. Chazal were maflig in the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. And now leave Eretz Yisrael, a woman has to go with her husband, a husband has to go with his wife. In numerous places, the Ramban says, it tells us to do keep this mitzvah, so in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and in Mitzvah's essay, Dalid, the Ramban says, why did the Rambam omit this mitzvah? There's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's Noeg Bizman HaZeh. Why did the Rambam omit it? There are many answers given. One is the Megillas Esther's famous answer that the Rambam holds is not Shaykh Bizman HaZeh, because you can't be Mekayim because of the Shal Shavuos, that you're not allowed to come and capture the land. The Aben Enezer says, it's not true. The Rambam enumerated a lot of mitzvahs that are not Noeg Bizman HaZeh. He explains a different reason, because it's included in the mitzvah of being Machrim the Zayin Amimin, of removing the seven nations. The other Achronim give other Teirutzim. It's included in the mitzvah Satluyos Ba'aretz, therefore it's not included in the mitzvah of Ne'atzmor. It encompasses all of the mitzvahs. The Rambam only enumerates individual mitzvahs, not an all-encompassing mitzvah. Or maybe it's the Rabbanan Al Kopanim. The Poskim, many of them, most of them, holding like the Ramban, that is a mitzvah's essay d'arais, even mizman hazeh. The Ramban says something very interesting, that in Parshas Tevarim, we see the gvulos aretz, to tell you that until those gvulos, we have to capture. Now, the gvulos that are in Parshas Tevarim include Eber HaYarden, the other side of the Jordan, the western Eber HaYarden of Mizrahi, the eastern side of the Jordan. And therefore, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael includes the east side of the Jordan. Eivar Yarden, however, in Parshas Maaseh, after telling us that there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, the Torah tells us the gvulos, and there the gvul ends at the Yarden. So it doesn't go to the other side of the Yarden. So is there a mitzvah in the Yarden, or is that a mitzvah in the Yarden? Question number one. Question number two is that in Maaseh, there are two chalakim of the mitzvah, Horosh and Yeshiva, capturing and dwelling, Horosh and Mizrach V'Shaftimbo, and in Dvarim, there's only one mitzvah, Yerusha, Bo Rishu, capturing the land, but not the dwelling. So why in Dvarim do we only mention the capturing, and in Maaseh we mention the dwelling and the capturing? According to the Ramban, that Eivar Yarden HaMizrachi is included in the mitzvah, you see that the Eivar HaYarden is included in the Haftacha to the Avos, because it's Mefurish in numerous Psukim and Dvarim and other places, that the mitzvah to capture Eretz Yisrael is a land that was promised to the Avos. Memela, if included in the mitzvah is Eivar HaYarden HaMizrachi, Memela, that was promised to the Avos. Because what we have to capture is what was promised to the Avos. If that's what we have to capture, that was what was promised to the Avos. It's Mefurish in the Ramban at the end of Parashas Chukas that Eivar HaYarden is included in the Gvulos of the Haftacha to the Avos. However, according to the Rash, HaTorah Kwanim, at the beginning of Parashas Bahar, Eivar HaYarden is not included in the Kinyan Avos. And that Eivar HaYarden is included in the Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz is because of Kibush Rabim. Whatever a Rabim captures is the Din of Eretz Yisrael. But it's not included in the Yerusha to Avos, and there's a famous Birka Yosef and Tav Peites who's Marich in this. So first, we'd like to explain the Din of Eivar HaYarden according to the Rash, that it's not included in the Kenya Tavram Avinu. The Tashbitz and Chelek Gimel, Kuf Tzarechez to Reish Aleph, proves, with many proofs, that Eivar HaYarden has the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz there. Shemitah Yovel, Trumas Maestris, so proves the Chazon Ish. So the Rashbitz says, Lefizeh, we can understand the ownership of Moshe Rabbeinu is not of the commentary to Israel. Sof sof, he did come into the Chelek HaShvatim, that's Le'ever HaYarden. He died in the Chelek of Reuven. He was Nikbar B'Chelek Oshel God, like Chazal Darshan in the Pasuk Yishem Chalkos Mechokek Tzafon. So what's the Pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu did come to Eretz, Le'ever HaYarden is Eretz. So you are no Mitzvah Tzliyas Baretz. We explain that there's a distinction between Kedushas HaMitzvah Tzliyas Baretz and Kedushas Shechina HaShor Be'eretz Yisrael. Kedushas HaMitzvah are Kayim even in Ever HaYarden, but Kedushas Shechina is only in the Ever HaMa'aravi. Kedushas Shechina is in Eretz Yisrael proper, and Kedushas HaMitzvah is on both sides. And Takan, say for Yoshua, the Jewish people are talking Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, Chatzi Shev, Menashe, and Perikov Beis, and they call the land they're dwelling in Tumeya. So what's Pshat Tumeya? Because Ever HaYarden is Rachi is Tumeya, it doesn't have Kedushas HaShechina. Not the most, only knowing mitzvah tzliyas baretz, but not kedushas hashchina. And that they'll be saying, so to Yodal, the Moshe Rabbeinu was mishtokek to come into Eretz Yisrael to mekayim the mitzvah tzliyas baretz. The Rashi explains he's not referring to mitzvahs trumas and maisus that you can do even where he was in the Eiver Yardin Hamizrachi, rather referring to mitzvahs like being Ma'amid Melech and building the Beis Hamikdash, like it says in Sanhedrin Chaf, and mitzvahs that are telling in that. The Makor is in Mechilta, the beginning of Parashas Bo, that the Shechina is in Mitzrayim, lelamedcha, that until Eretz Yisrael was chosen, all the Aratzis were kosher. You can have the Shechina anywhere. But when Eretz Yisrael is chosen, the Shechina is only in Eretz Yisrael. So you see that the skulos of Eretz Yisrael, what's special, the holy, the Shechina, is only in Eretz Yisrael proper, Skalos Hanavua, Mechilas Havonos, but it's not going to be in the Ever Yardin Ha Mizrahi, only the Ever Yardin HaMaravi in Eretz Yisrael proper. But Mitzvah Tzliyas Baretz, or even in the Ever Yarden HaMizrachi. Now, according to this sheet, that Ever Yarden HaMizrachi is not included in the Kenyan of the Avos, we can understand the distinction made by the Rashbits between Kedushas Mitzvah Tzliyas Baretz and Kedushas HaShechina. And that's with a few Hakadamos. Number one, we have a Gemara in Ksubas. Ksubas Tav Chof Hei Amid Beis. It says there that even according to the Man D'Yomer, that Shruma Bizman is Dirabanon Chalez Do Raisa. What's the Raya? The Raya is that the 7 years they captured and 7 years they apportioned the land, they were Chayiv and Chal and not Chayiv and Shruma. How is that a Raya? What is the fact that they were Chayiv and Chal and not Chayiv and Shruma? How does that prove Chal Bizman is Do Raisa and Shruma is only Dirabanon? So the Shagas Arye and his Chuvas Hachadoshos and the Karen Oire, if I'm a Beis Mabushi Yant of Kuchus Chovas Karka, and Shalas David and Kuchus Shvis and Chazim. They explain that according to the Man D'Yomer, the Trum B'Zman Ezez D'Rabbanan, the reason is because the Kedusha that was Chali Dei Kibush is Batal when the Kibush is Batal when they left Eretz Yisrael. However, since we find that Chali they were Chayiv even before they captured the land, it must be, it's Shtendik, it's something that always was, because it's already because of the Kenyan to the Avos. It has this Kedusha Yisod, the Kedusha Yisod is because of the Shvu and the Kenyan of Avraham Avinu. So when the Jewish people enter into this promised land, they're already going to be Chayiv and Chal, already out to the promise. And that's obviously something that's eternal, so it doesn't matter that they went afterwards and lost their Kibush. So Mikoch, this Kenyan to Avraham Avinu, there's a Chalois of the Cheft of Eretz Yisrael. And this Kenyan of Avram and the Chalais of the Cheft of Eretz Yisrael are not Batal Olam, even when the Kibush is Batal. But Zoi, the same will apply to Bizman Hazeh. That Bizman Hazeh, they're going to be Chayiv in Chala. However, Trum, which is Tal in Kibush, when the Kibush is Batal, they're also not going to be Chayiv in Truma, Midde'oi Reis. And with this, the Achronim explain the Yerushalmi, the beginning of the second paragraph of Chala, that tries to prove that the Kemach of Tvuas Chutz La'aretz that was needed in Eretz Yisrael is Chayav. What's the Raya? Rabbi Kiva says, I'll bring you a Raya from the Bitzekos and the Kamachim, from the dough that was the Jewish people found when they came into Eretz Yisrael, it was Chayav and Chala. Even though before they went into Eretz Yisrael, they had a Din of Tvuas Chutz La'aretz. So too, when they actually bring Tvuah from Chutz La'aretz and then it's needed in Eretz Yisrael, it's also going to be Chayav and Chala. And the Gemara's Docha, no. That shiny Taman there, it's different because Lamafreya, they're already being Yoresh the Yerusha from Abu Sayyam, the Zarachon Asati Shanasati Kfar. In other words, when they came into Eretz Yisrael and they found dough, they found flour. So since Be'etzem, Eretz Yisrael was already holy, was already promised to them from the time of Avraham Avinu, even though before they weren't yet Chayiv, but Bekoach, they were already Chayiv in Chala, Memela, now that they need an Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be Chayiv in Chala, Masha'en, Kein Tvuah, that comes from Chutz Loris, as an Andrezach. So you see from here that there's a Kedushi Yisodis that's already Chal, that Bekoach, Eretz Yisrael was already holy, was already Chayiv in Chala before the Jewish people came in, because of the Kenyan to Avram Avinu. And therefore, even though the the tevuah grew before they came into Eretz Yisrael. When they come into Eretz Yisrael, it is going to be chayv and chala, because b'koach it was already holy in potential. It was already holy and chayv and chala from the time of Avraham Avinu, because we have this kinyan of Avraham Avinu. So the chi of chala is also the kedusha yisodis of kinyan to Avraham Avinu, and based on this, we go further. And we can say the same gather about mitzvahs orla. The Mishnah Melech was mechadish that according to those poskim who hold that kedusha shni is batal, din orla bezman hazeh be'eretz Yisrael is ko'orlas chutz la'aretz, and the suffix orla chutz la'aretz is mutter, so to suffix orla in eretz Yisrael because kedusha la'aretz is batal. Azo is the sheet of the Mishnah Melech ma'achol sasuris yud yud aleph. However, the Mabusha Yontov in his country schovas akaka proves with a number of rayas that it's nishta zoy the orla in eretz Yisrael bezman hazeh is not like orla chutz la'aretz. Because the Orla is not Tluya B'Kibush, rather in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Atzmis. And so is Mefurish and Dosefta Menachos and Yisham at the beginning of world and Torah Skan at the beginning of Bahar, that the Isser of Orla was knowing even in the 14 years Shekav Shevacholku, because it's not totally in Kibush B'Chlal, it's totally in the Etzim Kedushi Yisodis of Eretz Yisrael. So same gather by Orla. Now we can understand what appears from Tosis and Kedushin Lam Vavav and Beis, that even according to the Man D'Yomer, that a goy has a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael to be mafkia midei meiser, he's not mafkia midei orla. Rather, even if the goy owns it, it has a din of orlas Eretz Yisrael. And that's because the kinyan of a goy is chashev as the bittel of a kibush Yisrael both in Zmani. But the Orla is not totally b'chal b'kibush. And therefore you know Orla in Eretz Yisrael af b'peirot nochri. Al koponim et darkenu lamadnu from sugyan ksubis that there are two kedushos chalukos in Eretz Yisrael. This kedusha yisodis that's not totally in kibush. U'bepashtus the yisod of this kedusha is mikoch kenyan avos. And there's nocha kedusha mikoch kinyan Yisrael be kibush that we captured. We also saw the Tashbitz, who makes a distinction between kedusha shechina and kedusha mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz. And now we're going to see if these two distinctions are telling each other. Distinction between kedusha shechina of Eretz Yisrael and kedushas mitzvah tuliyas ba'aretz, and the distinction between the kedusha that's mikoach kinyan avos and the kedusha that's mikoach kinyan Yisrael b'kibush. First, we are going to examine the mitzvah ishav Eretz Yisrael. What kedusha is the mitzvah ishav Eretz Yisrael toluyin? And that will be in Mitzvah Shem b'nader part 2 of this shiur. So we will continue next time. Shbizoch alumod ulamid lishmavlas. The time is called Divrei Salmo Torah. So be a havah.